Number 140323, a rendering of each of seven episodes. Episode 1, A Year with the Church Fathers. Find the best use of your talents. Philetius of Galatia tells the story of a man who became a monk late in life. He couldn't learn a new craft, and he couldn't write well enough to be a scribe. But he found a way to be not only useful to the other monks, but essential. A man named Apollinis, a merchant who had renounced the world and come to live on Mount Nitria, was unable because of his advanced years either to learn a craft or work as a scribe. So he had this occupation to earn his 20 years of life on the mountain. From his private money, earned by his own labors, he bought in Alexandria all kinds of drugs and things needed for the cells and provided all the brotherhood with them in their illnesses. And one might see him from early morn until the ninth hour going the round of the monasteries and entering in at each door in case there should be anyone ill in bed, taking with him dried grapes, pomegranates, eggs, and bread made of fine flour, the things such people need. This was the plan he had devised for a profitable life in his old age. When he died, he left his stock to one like-minded with himself, exhorting him to carry on in this relief. For with 5,000 monks inhabiting the mountain, there was need of this visiting since the place was desert. Palladius of Galatia, Lausaic, History 13.1-2. In God's presence, consider, have I made myself essential in my own parish? What talents might I have that would be useful, even if in an unusual way? Closing prayer. Father, fill me with your Spirit, and let my work here on earth contribute to building your eternal kingdom. Episode number 2, Through the Year with Thomas Merton. Dark of mind. Last night it snowed again. The sky looks like lead. It is about as dark as my own mind. I see nothing. I understand nothing. I'm sorry for complaining and making a disturbance. All I want is to please God and to do his will. The sign of Jonas. Episode number 3, Magnificat, March 2023, Volume 24, Number 13. Item number 1, a reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he put him in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgive your brother from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord. Item number 2, Meditation of the Day. Forgive and forgiving. Non-forgiving can destroy you for life. We keep on thinking of that word that Sister said, but we need to acknowledge our sin to be able to forgive. We must forgive. Don't wait. Is there unforgiveness in my heart? It's an obstacle for life. When it's too late, nothing can be done. Don't believe the devil. Get it out. Maybe you have a grudge against your superior. Maybe against your sisters. Maybe against your parents. As a novice, as a junior, the devil will come to you with very beautiful ideas. Don't allow the devil to cheat you. Father, forgive me. One patient was struggling to die. He could not die. A sister asked, "Is there something troubling you? Something worrying you? Is there something hurting you?" "Yes, I cannot die until I ask pardon of my father." So the sister found out the father. His father came. The father, "My beloved child," the son, "Father, forgive me." Father and son forgiving each other, kissing and hugging one another. After 2 hours, he died. See how wonderful. Show me a bitter sister, and I will show you a proud sister. A bitter sister is always a proud sister also. Bitterness and pride are twin sisters. Moodiness goes with it. A humble sister will not be bitter or moody. Examine yourselves. Remember the prodigal son? "I will arise and go to my father." Only when we know and we need forgiveness can we forgive. Episode number 4. God's Little Instruction Book, number 1, 2, and 3, by Honor Books. Golden Nugget number 1, inspired by James chapter 1, verse 19. Ignorance is always swift to speak. Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Golden Nugget number 2, inspired by Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. Learn from others' mistakes rather than making them all yourself. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Golden Nugget number 3, inspired by Proverbs chapter 25, verse 18. Pick your friends, but not to pieces. A man that beareth false witness against his neighbor is a maul and a sword and a sharp arrow. Episode number 5. Chesterton, Day by Day. The Christian admits that the universe is manifold and even miscellaneous, just as the sane man knows that he is complex. Nay, the really sane man knows that he has a touch of the madman, but the materialist world is quite simple and solid, just as the madman is quite sure he is sane. The materialist is sure that history has been simply and solely a chain of causation, just as the interesting person before mentioned is quite sure that he is simply a chicken. Materialist and madmen never have doubts. Orthodoxy. Episode number 6. Reflection. We can hardly find a better example of why we should not become lazy or procrastinate in prayer and work until tomorrow than by this example, which is given to us by Saint Ephrem the Syrian. Once a brother was inspired by the devil to think, "Give yourself rest today and tomorrow rise for vigil." But he answered the thought, "Who knows? Perhaps I will not even get up tomorrow. That is why I need to rise today." Before her work, he was also inspired with this thought, Give yourself rest today and complete your work tomorrow. And again he responded, No, I will complete my work today, and the Lord will take care of tomorrow. St. Anthony teaches, Before the dawn of each day, arrange your life as though it is your last day on earth, and you will protect yourself from sins. Episode number 7. Not excusing oneself. Rebukes very often annoy us because we think they are not entirely in proportion to our faults and failings. We do not realize that this is one of the inevitable consequences of human limitations. Only God who reads our hearts can judge our acts with perfect justice. Men see but the exterior, and therefore, even when it is their duty to correct us, they do not always evaluate correctly, but may often make mistakes either by excess or by deficiency. If we are willing to accept only the observations which perfectly correspond to our faults, we will very often be in danger of making excuses, protesting, giving explanations, and if we cannot do this outwardly, we shall do it at least interiorly. Thus we will lose the benefits we could have derived from the corrections had we received them with humility of heart. St. Teresa of Jesus urges souls eager to arrive at union with God to great generosity on this point, telling them to accept, without excusing themselves, every correction or rebuke, even if not wholly deserved, and even if wholly unjust. It takes great humility, said the saint, to find oneself unjustly condemned and be silent, and to do this is to imitate the Lord, who set us free from all our sins. The truly humble person will have a genuine desire to be thought little of and persecuted and condemned unjustly, even in serious matters. For if we desire to imitate the Lord, how can we do so better in this? And no bodily strength is necessary here, nor the aid of any save God. And then she adds very shrewdly, Properly speaking, we can never be blamed unjustly, since we are always full of faults. If we are not to blame for the thing that we are accused of, we are never wholly without blame in the way that our Lord Jesus was. But Jesus held his peace. Matthew chapter 26 and chapter 63. Says the evangelist in showing us our Lord before the tribunal, A soul who aspires to intimate union with Jesus must know how to unite itself to his silence even when accused most unjustly. When special reasons, such as avoiding scandal or causing displeasure to someone, require that excuses be made, they will be limited to what is strictly necessary, with careful weighing and pondering so that the grace of the humiliation may not be lost.